This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The first war crimes trial of a Russian soldier since the start of the war in Ukraine opened in Kyiv. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A 21-year-old captured member of a tank unit is accused of shooting a 62-year-old man in the head in a northeastern Ukrainian village during the war's first week. Sergeant Vladim Shishimarin faces up to life in prison under the penalties spelled out in the section of the Ukrainian Criminal Code that addresses the laws and customs of war. Scores of journalists packed into a small courtroom in the Ukrainian capital where the suspect appeared in a small glass cage. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia suffered heavy losses when Ukrainian forces destroyed the pontoon bridge enemy troops were using to try and cross the river in the east, Ukrainian and British officials said, in another sign of Moscow's struggle to salvage a war gone awry. The United States told Southeast Asian leaders Friday it would remain in the region for generations and stressed the need to maintain freedom of the seas, which Washington says is challenged by China. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said U.S. is committed to projects to bolster Southeast Asia as he met with Indonesia's foreign minister at the start of a two-day summit between the U.S. and the 10-member Association of Southeast Nations.
We are working together across the board to advance a shared vision of a free and open Indo-Pacific region. We're working to strengthen economic ties among countries in the region. We're working together to deal with global challenges like COVID-19.
This is VOA News. A boat believed to be carrying migrants has capsized northwest of Puerto Rico. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
11 people are known dead, dozens more rescued, most of them Haitians. Haiti suffering through a spike in kidnappings and brutal gang violence. That and economic challenges are prompting Haitians to take the risk and board potentially dangerous boats in search of a better life elsewhere. But authorities say the rickety ships often capsize or drop people off on uninhabited islands. Customs and Border Protection first spotted this boat on Thursday morning. The Coast Guard worked through the night to find survivors. Not clear exactly how many people were on board. I'm Rita Foley.
An Israeli airstrike on central Syria killed 5 people, including a civilian, Syrian state media said Friday. The official news agency Sana said, quoting a military source, that 7 people were wounded, including a child, and there were material losses. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights War Monitor said that, quote, 4 soldiers in the regime's air defense crew, quote, including an officer with the rank of lieutenant, were killed. It added that 7 soldiers were wounded. The latest airstrike follows one April 27th, which, according to the observatory, killed 10 combatants. The White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has bid an emotional farewell to the briefing room on her last day on the job for U.S. President Joe Biden. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
I promised myself I wasn't going to get emotional. Whew. Okay.
After more than 200 briefings over 15 months, Psaki conducted her last one, thanking the president and first lady for instilling a key goal.
The importance of returning integrity, respect, and civility to the White House.
Psaki saluted both reporters and her press team, including top deputy Karine Jean-Pierre, who takes over next week. Psaki's advice, talk to the president as much as possible, and be a policy nerd like her.
In the age of social media, always provide the context and all the details because you never want to be a meme with one line.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And recapping our top story, the first war crimes trial of a Russian soldier since the start of the war in Ukraine opened in Kyiv. A 21-year-old captured member of a tank unit is accused of shooting a 62-year-old man in the head in a northeastern Ukrainian village during the war's first week. The Marine faces up to life in prison under the penalties spelled out in the section of the Ukrainian Criminal Code that addresses the laws and customs of war. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.